Time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is joining me. He's at the piano here in the studio.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Bruce. And the piano puzzler, as you do every week, you've taken a familiar tune and rewritten it in the style of a classical composer. And we'll get a listener on the phone in just a moment to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating. And just to warm up our ears for this puzzler, let's hear two different musical excerpts. And one of these will be a fairly direct clue for the puzzler. Here's excerpt number one. One of the most talked about moments in the history of music, the beginning of the prelude from the opera Tristan and Isolde by Richard Wagner. Here is excerpt number two. The beginning of the Academic Festival Overture by Johannes Brahms. So two different orchestral beginnings by late 19th century composers. One of those directly relates to the piano puzzler that Bruce Adolph is about to play for us. And we have a listener on the line. Devin Landis is calling from Washington, D.C. Devin, welcome.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you. You're a technical sergeant with the U.S. Air Force. What do you do with the Air Force?
Well, I'm assistant music librarian, and I also play viola in the Air Force Orchestra.
Oh, you do? What kind of music do you get to play?
All kinds of music. This week, we're doing Christmas music, actually.
At this time of year?
We're recording our CD this week.
Oh. So are you walking around with Christmas tunes in your head this
all
far away from Christmas?
Round. Oh.
Well, Devin, did you get to hear those two excerpts we just heard from?
I did hear them.
Okay. Well, one of those is a clue for the piano puzzler that Bruce is about to play for you. Now, your job is not only to choose, okay, Brahms or Wagner, but also to pick out the tune that Bruce has buried in here. Are you ready for your piano puzzler?
Let's do it.
Here we go. So, Devin, what do you think?
I think it feels like Valentine's Day. Oh, wow, that was excellent, and that makes me very happy. I was a music theory major in college, and the Tristan chord is, oh, I love that chord. And I heard another pair of lovers in there besides Tristan and Isolde. I heard Maria and Tony.
Exactly. And not only did you hear it, but you put it exactly the right way. That's what I was thinking. I thought, let's take Tristan and Isolde and turn it into Tony and Maria. It's excellent that you caught that.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
So it was the beginning of Wagner's Tristan and Isolde. But the tune that you buried in there was Maria.
Yes.
From West Side Story.
And in fact, I kept Wagner's harmonies all the way through, which is why, to me, quite funny at the end when he sings Maria at the end, to go Maria.
In that Wagnerian way.
And let it hang there. Also, the interval of the tritone or the diminished fifth, the way it yearns is also a favorite of Wagner, so they fit together there as well.
Well, Devin Landis, technical sergeant with the U.S. Air Force in Washington, D.C., you were great. You got the composer, you got the tune right away, and even knit them together even more poetically than that. Devin, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.